Well, shit. I got an email.
Let's take a break from editing. Just for a second. I've never been good at that. I've never been good at the wink. Never. Fuck!
All right. We're going to take some breaks in this one because this one's long and we're breaking down a lot of stuff. So if you're listening on iTunes, well, just listen through it. If you're watching on YouTube, I hope you enjoy it. And if you don't, just leave a comment. Okay, go. We have a question here from somebody from the Instant Connection course. And I appreciate that, man. If you get a course from me, I want you to use it and I want you to use it right. And the best way to do that, of course, as what this gentleman did was email me, but I feel the best way is to go on the Austin Men's Development Facebook group, write in your question. One, that's so important about that is you're going to get a ton of guys who've used the course successfully, probably been in your same situation, even though you think it might be unique and different. And they've learned to use that course to better their lives, get the social lives and sexual lives they want, and achieve the purpose of that course. So know that it is very achievable and it's commonly achieved by people who work it. And if you have trouble, it could be answered. But two, you want to post there because I'll see it and I will reply to it. So pretty accessible kind of dude right now. Actually, always pretty, you all know, you all should know how accessible I am. I'm pretty freaking accessible, especially if you join my groups like Men's Development Excellence or TSL Online. Dude, I don't need to tell you. Maybe I do need where I'm there all the time. And I love it. What we have here is a couple different situations. Number one, a guy going through a divorce. That speaks to something very important because divorce is hard for men. It robs you from your lifestyle. Somebody who had your back, even if the marriage was bad, is gone. This whole ecosystem that you built for, in this case, 29 years, is robbed from him. So that is something there that is massive. The other thing too is this gentleman is 53 and he's looking to be single again and know what it's like to be social and just get a point of reference of that, which is very, very difficult to find out and determine. But the real question on what he's asking, and there's something else I want to add to this, is that he says, Steve, you've had sex with many people. You've traveled the world and done all this cool stuff. I've had sex with one person while I've been married. Do I have something to offer somebody? What can I do? How can I get started? All these things are there as major obstacles to somebody when they're getting started. Now, I say this all the time, you know, what's your excuse? You have no excuse and so on. But let's be realistic here, guys. When the cards are stacked against you in these ways and there aren't any answers and there's no community, or you don't know about the Austin Men's Development community, you don't know about Men's Development Excellence, you don't know about TSL Online, you don't realize how powerful it is to have groups of men who have been there just like you doing this and finding success. Man, let me tell you, it's easy to quit. It's easy to go with what you know. And if you guys are familiar with our different webinars and so on, why we don't grow from points of pain or tragedies and traumas in our lives, even though we know they're happening to us, is because we know what it's like to live how we are now, even if it is miserable. And taking a chance on something new where we might fail at, man, it's just too hard. Because we don't know if we will succeed. And then it's compounded even worse because there's so much pickup and dating advice that is not good and will fail you and will get you maybe quick results here and there, but not sustained results. Who wants to start over when that point of starting over is pain? I'd rather sit in the pain that I could tolerate. All right, so man, look, number one, your story is good enough. So you brought this up as well. You know, what stories do I have to share? You've traveled around the world and so on. Your story is good enough. It's always good enough. And this is part of the things which I think are so important. I'll put a link in this for the identity workbook. This is the identity workbook from 2009 to 2015. We now integrated a little bit differently in TSL, but this is the one that everybody says they love. They love the new one too. But when I worked with guys from 2009 to 2015, they said two things were the most important factors in everything that they learned. Okay. One was the identity workbook. Two was the amount of calls that we have. The identity workbook is there for you to to look at. Now, I'm going to tell you this right now. I write a lot. I produce a lot. But, man, I make a ton of mistakes. So if that bothers you, then go somewhere else. But if you want to get the benefit that everybody else has gotten, do it. I mean, I like the identity workbook that I put, like, man, I put out a lot of content. Some of the guys have proofread it, but the version that I'm giving you guys out there for free isn't, and whatever. You'll get it. You'll understand it. Power through that. Find those different things. Now, what's interesting is if you do that identity workbook, you're going to find out a lot about yourself. Some of it will be painful. Usually people don't do it in one setting. Sometimes it takes them months because it's difficult. It's literally an inventory of your life and looking at different windows of who you are and how you think. But how that is used and how we use that in the course TSL Online, which is a paid course and that isn't for free, unfortunately, for you guys who haven't done it, is we take the information from that identity workbook and we use it straight up on one, how to plug into a social dynamic. So how you open, the situations that you open and what you talk about in rapport, how you tease, how you do push-pull, how you do rapport cycling, how you escalate, how you position yourself in situations of intent, let alone state intent and get reciprocating intent. But all these different social dynamics are based off of literally everything that you write in the identity workbook, meaning that it is all customized to you. There is a true therapeutic value in that, and guys who have done it will attest to it. But not only just doing the identity workbook will help you get there. So for my man here, do the identity workbook. It will get in touch with you because there is a value in you that you may think is non-existent, and it's there, man. I don't care if you, in fact, there's a guy on our courses who was married for, I believe, 23 years, and you know, to some degree, I mean, he didn't let his life pass him by. And you guys may know who I'm talking about, who are on my courses. But he felt that he let a lot of things pass him by. And in letting those things pass by, one of the big problems or issues with that was that it's like, man, I don't have so much to talk about. As he has proven, those times in that 23 years of marriage, of times where it wasn't happy or he suppressed himself or things were great. I don't want to be overdramatic about it, but just to relate with my man writing in this question, he got traits about himself that are amazing, that are unique, individualistic, that are perspectives that people can look up to and respect. And that is very important for you to know. You cannot see them yet, perhaps, but they're there if you dig deep. The answer is within you. It's not within a technique. It's not within a method. It's not within a guru. It's within you. Know that. That is the absolute definition of all my courses. Then this brings me to the other thing. It's like, Steve, you've slept with all these women. You have money. I really don't. I really don't. I'm very fortunate to have the financial situations that I've had when it comes to this business. I couldn't ask for anything better. I mean, this is amazing that I could be a coach for men. I could talk about dating and sex and addiction and help guys with that nonstop around the clock. And I love it and get paid very well. But I enrich. Okay. Maybe to the rest of anyway, whatever. You get the idea. Okay. I have traveled around a lot. That's great. And I love to travel. And I always, even before all this, I traveled and backpacked and with no money. I hitchhiked. Before all of this, before it was cool to be a digital nomad thing. And for the past 6 years, I've been right here, baby. I've taken a few trips here and there with my wife, but you know, when you have a family, a little bit different. So past 6 years, I really haven't traveled much. I've made it to Hawaii a couple times. Very fortunate. Made it to Mexico a handful of times. Very fortunate for that. Other than that, and California, it's really not much in comparison to what I was doing in like 2011 or 10 or whatever. I think I went to 2009, I went to Vegas 20 times. In 2011, I left the country, I think 12 times. It's crazy. It's awesome, man. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful time. So don't buy into that too much. This is like the image that everybody tries to sell you in the coaching industry. And come on, man. Come on. Don't respect that. Respect yourself. You built a good life, man. There's something very beautiful. People get angry when I say this about the common man. And I don't mean common in the sense of that you are common, but in that there doesn't have to be a big deal around your individuality making you great. Man, that's very important for you to know, and I really want you to hear that, and this is why you need to do the identity workbook. And then in time, you know, tag me on the board or whatever, figure out how to use that. And I'd prefer if you tagged me on the Austin Men's Development Board so it could serve more people than if you were to just email me, because then it's, you know, it's just you and I talking. I'd be less motivated to answer that question because I'm selfish. Okay, let's take a quick break here because there's a lot of stuff that we're covering. Plus, I took these boys out for a walk.
Ami, look, Anya! Look, that Ami!
Okay, I think that's enough of a say. Not enough time. Let's move on to the next one. So then we get to this other thing where you're newly divorced, man. You're newly divorced. One of the best things you can do is to get social. So props on you on starting out on the Instant Connection course. If you're newly divorced, man, you need to get your social wheels turning, and you need to see that it's normal. You need to see that you need to get out of this mindset that like somehow you're off or you've left life pass you by. One of the beautiful things about social communication and sexual, although we are not on the sexual yet, is that it's within you. It's a born to be quality. And what that means is that it can never be taken away. It's kind of like, you know, you need to eat every day. You need to breathe every day. You need to sleep every day. You also need to be social every day. And so when you start to integrate a new diet or a diet that actually works, your body's going to react properly. Your body's going to do things, you know, naturally. Now, if you're too far gone, it, you know, there'll be the growing pain, or you might just be too far gone. But your body's going to know what to do with that. So when you're social, because it's such an organic thing with us, and that's why we're trying to make it normal, don't just talk to hot chicks. I mean, that's all right, you can. But if you make it just about hot chicks, you're making it about your fear and your insecurity, and you're making socializing not normal. And it fucks everything up. Look, pickup and the whole dating and seduction community has ruined a lot of men. That is one of the key points to it, okay? So we have to make socializing normal. Talk to everybody. Talk to everybody. It's okay to be afraid of hot women and whatever. It's better, though, to go in with that, building a foundation of being purely social. And in that, man, that's awesome. So if you can have that foundation of just being social and seeing it as normal, saying hello to people, maybe you don't say hello, you say, how are you doing? You say like, hey, you know, I got a question for you. When's the last time somebody asked you how you're doing and really meant it? Something like that. Pick your easy ones. Get used to it, man. I live in this neighborhood and people are such dicks. Not all of them. It's getting better. It's really getting better quite a bit, just because we've hosted a couple of, or my wife's hosted an event, a couple of other neighbors. Anyway, whatever. People are a little bit more friendly, but for the most part, they're not. I say hello, I wave, I do thumbs up, I smile, whatever, and I get nothing back a lot of the times. And sometimes people are like directly avoiding or angry that I don't know, it's just bizarre. But I don't want to pick hard people. You know, I want to pick people that are open. Why? Because I want to get into the function of being social. So much like eating healthy food or getting healthy sleep, I want to get healthy socialization, so I try not to talk to mean people. In that, what you're going to notice if you say hello or make an introduction to a conversation that's totally passive and not asking anything in return, conversations will naturally start to bubble up. How you know your body language, your facial expressions are moving into a more presentable way is when conversations just happen. So you're at the bus stop, you're at a cafe, you're wherever you're at. You're just like, hey, how's it going? And, you know, no big deal. Somebody just starts talking to you. Make it so it is as easy as possible to get that effect. That's key. Remember, socializing is within us. It's a born to be quality. It can't be taken away. The more we engineer it and try and, you know, control it in different ways, the more we actually get away from that natural sense. So when I tell you techniques that are very specific and so on, those techniques are really a slave to the nature of ourselves. And that's very important to recognize. Okay, this next thing is, you know, being divorced and being 53, you're going to think another thing you're going to, whatever. I screw this up all the time, but being 53 might make you think you're different. I would bring that up. And I would also bring up that you're 53. I would bring up that you were married for 29 years. And I would bring up that situation within the first 2 minutes of conversations that last over 2 minutes. And so I'd actually say after 30 seconds of talking to people, I would bring that up passively. Now, why this is important is because one, I want you used to be able to talking about it. The more you're used to being afraid of that and having that in the back of your head, the more it becomes a fear, the more you start to build counters to it, the more you start to be dishonest with who you are. And it's just a very freeing thing. Anytime there was a disadvantage that we had or that I got a client talking about, especially when I wrote stacks for them, because I used to write very particular specific stacks for them, that was one of the things, is that I immediately, whatever their disadvantage is, I'd figure out a way for them to open and talk about it. If they were uncomfortable with that, qualify and talk to them about it, rapport cycle, list goes on, social dynamics, tailoring to that. So in all of that, where I think it's important for you to start is with bringing up that disadvantage. Okay, so in that disadvantage, what I want you to do is a couple, it's like, how do I do that? Well, I just want you to do it in passing. So there's something that we call a buffer in social dynamics, which is just like, man, I don't know if I should say this, but maybe I shouldn't say this to you, or you might take this the wrong way. Those are all buffers. It's just me giving God, why can't I talk? I'm usually so good at talking, but now I can't talk. And I teach this stuff all the time. I should know it. So a buffer is actually defined as a little bit of a warning of what I'm about to say. And what it does is it's a form of bait, and it kind of hooks people's attention a little bit more. Okay. So when we're doing this, a buffer could be something like, hey, you know, I wanted to tell you this, but let me just ask you anyway. Okay, so that would be a buffer. It's giving a little bit of a vagueness, and it's a little bit of a warning in that it actually perks up somebody's attention more and allows me to ask a bigger question, just kind of jumping into it. One of the biggest examples of a buffer, which I'm not necessarily recommending for you to do, is I could say, are you married or single, married relationship? And then I say, man, I don't know. I should not tell you. And then I'd ask them something about their sexuality or sex right afterwards, whether they're married, single, or in a relationship, didn't matter. But that would be an example of a buffer. But what I want you to do is I want you to use that buffer by saying like, man, I'm going through a crazy divorce and maybe I shouldn't ask this. So this could be it to a man or a woman or whatever. But I want you to say that, you know, it's like you're going through the grocery store, you're getting your coffee and you say like, hey man, take my Kurt Vonnegut mug that my kids gave me. For my birthday, Father's Day, I get them mixed up and that's terrible. So I go like, hey, you know, do I get 5 cents off for using my Kurt Vonnegut mug? And then I could say something like, you know, I probably shouldn't say this because I'm going through a crazy divorce, but how do you deal with stress? Okay, so there I'm asking a question that doesn't actually address the divorce, but it's bringing it up. Or I could say something like, man, you know, could you use my Kurt Vonnegut mug? Could you rinse it out first? Could you warm it up? Could you put this word at cafe if you didn't get that acting? My performance may have been off. But, you know, could you warm it up with some hot water first and then put in a tall, non-fat latte in there or whatever the hell you drink? And you go, you know what? I want to ask you this, but I'm 53 years old, so it might be from a different generation. But what do you consider the most relaxing time of your day? Whatever. And in fact, I might be asking harder questions or qualifiers there. Don't make them too difficult. That second question, I would actually say it should come from the identity workbook. So if you look there and you analyze your attraction, you say like, man, I'm attracted to things mentally, emotionally, physically. You just say like, what is an attractive mental quality to you? What is an attractive emotional quality? Or let's say you don't want to go there. You can say, who's your favorite family member? If you pick from the identity workbook, the family section, which is at the bottom, so you might not make it there for a while. But you would ask certain questions like that. Hey, I got a question for you. I'm 53 years old and I'm going through divorce. I want to know, who are you closer with, your mom or your dad? Very simple. To a man, to a woman, doesn't matter. All right, you're asking everybody this. But in that, you're actually learning a social dynamic, okay, of using a buffer into a qualifier, which is super important. But also you're sharing a bit about yourself. You sharing about the things that make you feel uncomfortable or different. I want you to do them. And you could mess up. You could get things where people don't resonate with you. But it's all good. Like we'll show you how to make that work. That's why you should be posting on the board.
Excuse me.
Now, let's get to your question. How do I perform in bed and rock these women's world? I know what I want to do. I want to be smooth hand. I want to be, this is actually not like Curly from Mice and Men, but I always thought that was the, because, you know, he had the Vaseline glove and I played him in the play, by the way. But anyway, so I always thought he had the smooth hand, but you never saw him use the smooth hand. He just got it crushed. So, God, anyway, that's what happens when you get in a fight with people who kill mice and puppies and whatever else. Anyway, so yeah, so how do you do that? How do you please women? Remember when I said socializing and sex are natural? The most important thing is for you to get in the state of sex. And what that means is that you start having sex. Now, what I say to people, this may not be you or whatever, but I say, get your first 10 sexual partners, not sexual experiences, but sexual partners. Now, it doesn't need to be 10. What that means is it's kind of a principle that we work off of. If we get 10 successful interactions or exchanges of information, like let's say opening, if I get 10 successful openings within a certain amount of time, I might have 10 or even 20 failures in there. But if I get those 10 within a week or 2 weeks or whatever it is, but in a certain time span, I start to learn and realize what the purpose of that is. And I can stop worrying about, you know, these little baby steps of like opening, and then I'm going to turn this way, and I'm going to use my tonality this way, and my facial expression this way. You can stop worrying about all that stuff, because you've gotten functional within those 10 times. It might be 2, it might be 3, it might be 4. So when it comes down to sex, in order for us to understand sex, you may not be a guy that's like, I want a lot of partners, and that's fine too. But you need to start speaking the language of sex. And that's what's important, to speak that language of sex by having sex, by interacting with people sexually. And in that, you really, really learn a lot. Man, it's super, super important for you to be able to get there with that first. Okay, so I know that sounds crazy, but your body's going to take over almost right away. Now, don't get me wrong. There could be some bad, like you're like, you know, it's like, well, how do we do this? How do I open up the condom? And it could be all sorts of things that are just kind of off about sexuality at first. That's fine. So here's the other thing with that is I also say, of course, you want to have sex with people that you want, but don't make it the highest standard. More sex and more sexual experiences at the beginning for where you're at right now, specifically having only one sexual partner in the last 29 plus years. You want to be able to get sex where you can have sex. Okay. And that is important. Might be the first time you have it. Probably not. Might be your third partner. Might be having sex with one partner 10, 15, 20 times, but then getting to know it there. And over the course of a year, 2 months, whatever, it depends on your appetite. But basically, if you wanted to get 10 partners and really wanted to work at it, if you give it a year, you could get that. That might be a lot. That might be a little to some, but that's generally a lot. Could be possible. 18 months, definitely possible. But that might not be your goal, right? Your goal might just be or you might not have that appetite to do that. But in the pursuit of those first 10, you're going to learn a lot. And when you can get on the map of that, then you can start learning sexual techniques like 6 points of escalation or KFP or the different things that we teach, like really, really specifically. And if you're a part of the YouTube channel, there's a playlist on sexual escalation, which a lot of those things are broken down quite a bit. I mean, you can get this information for free. It's just nobody ever does anything with it for free. They always do something when they join MDX or whatever. But when you get your points of reference, you could do that. Okay. Now, when it comes down to all of this, I got to tell you, man, being a part of a group is very, very important. Now, going through divorce, don't have a lot of money. As I always tell everybody, do not go broke buying anything from me. I'm not here to sell you something so that you give me your last dollar. I'm here so that I provide a product for you guys like Men's Development Excellence, which I would highly, highly recommend for you. And part of the reason for that is you are literally around over 100 guys who have been where you're at and have gotten to a good place, okay, that are constantly interacting with you. It's not just a Facebook group, but it's actually much more beyond that. And in that, they talk to you on the phone. We have group calls. It's about 30 hours a week. For Men's Development Excellence, is about 20 hours a week where you can hop in on. You don't need to be on all of them, of course, but if you want to get 2 hours in here and there, you can ask your questions. You can post on the board. If you post on the board, a guy, if they get to know you, they'll pick up the phone and call you right away. Man, that is for real. You know, it's really like a 24-hour support club of guys who've been there. And it's not just guys who are divorced, who are in their 50s trying to meet women. It's actually men who have gotten beyond that. So when you do start to date women, or, you know, when you are going through a divorce and your divorce takes a wrong turn in court, like for me, a lot of stuff that happened, God, man, it was just traumatic. If I didn't have the group, it would have been really bad. So with every step of the way, there's a lot of support. In fact, the best support. I just don't know another group that does it. I know a lot of good groups that I also recommend. If what I'm saying doesn't gel with you, definitely check out Hans Comain. I just met with Nick Sparks today. He's a great guy. He lives in Austin. He's been a coaching for the same amount of time as I. I have, David Tien, Stephen Grush. There's all different flavors. It's like we're all coaches, but we're all very, very different. And we do good work. And there's a shit ton of terrible, bad coaches that you should just never be a part of. But one thing I like about all these guys is we all have different communities. And what I will say is, man, my community is on fucking fire. Especially if you live in Austin, you can meet up. And it's just, if you live in Austin and you're interested in men's development, unless you have some weird conflict with me or how I teach, you're just stupid. I hate to call you that, but if you're not a part of that. Because just the live meetups and the camaraderie and what we do and how we hold each other accountable is just amazing. In any case, hope you liked that. We took a lot of breaks because there was a lot of information. And man, I love doing this. Keep emailing me. Tag me on Facebook. And let's keep talking. Ka-chow! Ta-da! Ta-da!
I forgot the camera.